You're listening to SBS News.
Amongst the many areas of life in which Indigenous Australians lag behind the rest of the Australian community is finance and financial literacy. But social welfare and Indigenous groups have come together to try to change that, especially during the current COVID-19 pandemic. The Centre for Social Impact and the First Nations Foundation have held a public webinar to discuss their experiences of trying to improve the situation. Linda Edwards is from Financial Counselling Australia. She's a Wankamara Indigenous woman from Queensland. She says a big problem is trying to explain the problems and the scope of them of Indigenous people in the financial area to people who can help them.
We're just really trying to explain to financial services and government the need for more financial counsellors and capability workers in this space. And particularly those that are in remote communities, that the length and breadth of land and area that they have to cover to serve people is just, it's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Economies that are based on sharing and community, such as those of most Indigenous Australians, are particularly vulnerable in times of economic disruption, such as the current pandemic. The pandemic has highlighted the widespread impacts of financial vulnerability across multiple communities. Evianne Little is the Head of Indigenous Affairs and Strategic Inclusion at National Australia Bank. She says there continues to be inequalities for Indigenous Australians in even the most basic ways in the Australian economy.
Unequal economic participation in the market. There continues to be a disproportionate number of Indigenous people employed in Australia, and there continues to be a disproportionate number of Aboriginal people who own their own businesses compared to other Australians. I think that's one particular issue that I see and that NAB is working on.
She says many Indigenous Australians don't or can't plan much for the future financially.
The small numbers of Indigenous people who have good financial health and who are able to build wealth. You know, having access to finance, understanding the finance system, being able to make informed decisions about money, and getting approval for loans. And, you know, a lot of our mob live week to week, and that's just something that we do.
Ms. Little says standard financial practices amongst big financial institutions can make it hard for Indigenous people. For example, banks usually require identity documents to be seen at branches in order to open a bank account. But for many Indigenous people living in remote areas, that means hours of travel. Ms. Little's employers at National Australia Bank have adjusted to this to accept non-standard forms of identification and allow the opening of bank accounts for some people who otherwise wouldn't reach the threshold of proof of identification needed. Ms. Edwards says although Indigenous people understand the concepts of money, the notion of parents teaching their children about money often does not happen in their communities, giving the example of her own grandfather, who was paid in rations. She believes financial literacy should be a core subject as early as primary school. Ms. Little says things are being made more friendly for Indigenous people by the presence of more Indigenous people in the industry.
It's great to see, as Linda pointed out, the number of Aboriginal people here on the call who are actually working in finance, because we need more of our own mob to be able to understand the system, to be able to support people, to be able to, make better choices, manage money better.
But this is also backed up by more practical, on-the-ground initiatives. Phil Usher is the Chief Executive of the First Nations Foundation. He says his foundation helps Indigenous people, like other Australians, recover lost superannuation.
So one of our flagship products, Big Super Day Out, we've been running that for the last 6 years. And what we do there is we take Centrelink, we take the tax office, take super funds and financial counsellors, and then we'll go out to Aboriginal communities and help them find their superannuation that they didn't know they had. So we've been doing that for 6 years now. And the tally we've found is it's had over 24 mil in super that we've reconnected Aboriginal people to.
But even these initiatives, he says, need streamlining to help Indigenous people better take advantage of them.
Everyone's trying to do something good. Like we've got these super funds. We take about 15 super funds out there. And the banking industry is trying to do well, but the last thing community needs is 15 super funds all trying to do their own thing in different communities, because it just gets too overwhelming and it's kind of too much. So what we do is if we can bring a coordinated approach to that service delivery element, so it's less intimidating and it's less overwhelming, we can have a lot more impact.
Bank executives are being urged to visit remote communities to help improve access to financial services for Indigenous Australians. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.